and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And what a weekend we have had.
Christ.
Oh my.
Oh man,
have
yeah.
we done some comic book shopping this weekend?
We've had comic book related shenanigans.
We really have.
That's yeah. those are the best kind.
Yes.
So yeah. Now we let's see. Yesterday was a Saturday. We went to the San Diego Comic Fest.
Yes.
Which, not to be confused with San Diego Comic Con.
No.
San Diego Comic Fest is a event in San Diego, obviously. And it takes place at this, at least I think it's, and I'm going to be, maybe a few of my facts are going to be inaccurate here, but I believe it's always taken place at this one hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Not in San Diego. I mean, it's in San Diego.
It is, but it's kind of on the outskirts.
San Diego is actually really big.
Yes, it is.
It's deceptively, there's a lot of San Diego, but there's also a lot of places that kind of like get lumped in. It's kind of like Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you can, you that's where they have this thing and this event. And it's in the, it's like this hotel. And I bet, like, it's not that expensive to stay there.
It didn't look that, I think when I was Googling how to get there, it said, like, you know, $98 a night or something.
Yeah. Compared to, like, you know, going to other hotels and, you know,
Well, not
Comic-Con
only that, but, like, when it's Comic-Con, it's like, would you like to pay $500 for this garbage room?
Well, that's why we don't do it.
That's why we don't do
that's
Comic-Con.
That's why, you got
It's too goddamn expensive.
You gotta go with, like, fucking hard. That's the big part of it, is trying to get that hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And being, like, right on the premises because, you know...
Well, when we went the one time, we ended up staying in, what, Escondido?
Yeah.
Which is, like, 45 minutes outside of San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, because, I mean, like, that was all that was there when we finally got tickets and...
Yeah.
We couldn't afford to spend, like, you know, $700 on a room.
No. No, it's messed. It was messed up.
Yeah.
I'm not messed up. I mean, look, people do it all the time, but it's, like, it's not something that I was like, oh, you know, this is a... Something I would want to do every year. It's just because, especially, you know, the charm of Comic-Con is also, you know, everything that goes on.
Sure, the parties.
The parties.
The outside
and
stuff.
The stuff that happens, you know, late at night, you know, or just stuff that happens in the evening, then, you know, and it's...
And if you're like, oh, wait, I got to go catch the train.
Yeah.
So I got to go back to my car because I got to drive to my hotel. You kind of miss out on that stuff.
Yeah. But nonetheless, we did go to the San Diego Comic Fest. It's something, it's a place, I've always wanted to go to it. Because I can't remember if it's been around... Maybe it's been only around less than 10 years.
Sure.
I'm trying to think because the only...
Because isn't the idea of it is that it's supposed to be like more of a comic-centric festival in direct opposition to Comic-Con?
Well, not direct. It's indirect because it's not the same time.
Well, I know, but you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah. No. I heard about it because when I was doing Podcrash... Chris Gore got invited to go.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like it was one of the early ones that they did. Maybe it wasn't, but it was basically like, hey, we're getting back to the roots of what Comic-Con should be. You know, when Comic-Con was just like three dudes in a room just staring at each other with comics.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what we want.
No, it's not.
Well, I mean, you know, look, you can
make a case for that. I would say that's not my favorite type of con. But...
Yeah, I mean, you can hem and haw about all that stuff, but you know, because there's a lot of Comic-Con, you know, related events that obviously have nothing to do with comics.
Sure,
you don't have a lot more to do with pop culture and stuff like that, which is fantastic. You know, but this is more like, you know, we just want to have dealers and people. You know, we'll have serious panels about things and blah blah blah. And like, so Chris got invited, or he got invited, or something where he got on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing because Podcrash was premise was that he would go on another person's show and guest on that show, and then we'd play clips on that show. It's with another comic book podcast called Comic Issues. Yeah, that's an episode that's out there still, but that's how I remember hearing about it. And then for years, you know, I followed it, and I was like, oh, I would always like to go to this because it's, you know, it's kind of, you know, we're not crazy about the Comic-Con stuff, you know, but, you know, we'd like to, you know, see how this is. I always want to see what it's like.
Yeah.
So finally decided to go.
We did.
And
drove all the hell way down to San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah. Drove down to San Diego. Used our student IDs.
Sure did. Still have those.
To get a discount. And I think basically you didn't matter. As long as you had a student ID.
Which I did.
Right, and I did too. I have my Emerson ID from when
As
I was in grad school.
Yep, same.
Which
still have it in my wallet.
Yeah, it's just still sitting there, and you can use that and be like, "Hey, you know, it doesn't have any year information on it."
Yeah, I know.
So it's like, you know, and I kind of still look the same.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Yeah, hey, you want to use this?" And I don't think they really care.
Yeah.
I think they're just like, "Hey, you're making the attempt to use this. Great. Here's half off."
Yeah, that
which
guy
is,
didn't care.
Which is a great, actually a great gig because
sure.
you're paying like basically half price for tickets, and
yeah.
you know tickets aren't that expensive in the first place, so you're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And we checked it out, and it's just like. Three rooms in a hotel.
Yeah.
But like the hotel's like one of those, it's kind of like.
It's a very big hotel. And it has a convention center attached to it. So when we drove up, I'm like, oh, it's going to be in the convention center. No, it's in like three separate rooms. And like you just kind of walk around. Like.
Maybe it was before and it was in the convention center.
I don't know. It's just a bunch of, like, you know, ballrooms and stuff, and then some actual, like, what looks like guest rooms with, like, no bed furniture in them.
Yeah.
And that's your convention, and it was very small, which is fine. I have no problem with that. There were some vendors that we typically, you know, that I hadn't seen there before.
Yeah.
At cons, because a lot of times when you do stuff out here, like, you see the same vendors over and over.
It's the same, like, 10 dudes.
Same people. So there were some people we hadn't seen before, which was kind of exciting. And there's always the super overpriced booth.
Yeah.
Which there was this one, which was such a shame because I love my old comics. So if I see a box full of brown comics, that's where I go. Because yeah. I'm like, oh, these are old. Perfect. So this dude have like four boxes of brown comics. And I was like, this is for me. Well, they were like $3 a piece. And we're talking like they were falling apart.
Yeah.
Like they weren't even bagged and boarded. They were literally just falling apart. And I was like, come on, bro. Like, these are 50 cents if they're, like, a penny. This is ridiculous. So I didn't buy anything from those guys.
No. But they were there were a few other places. You know, because we are good comic book shoppers.
Well,
when it comes to the stuff that we're trying to look for.
We try to be, yeah.
We save money.
Well.
I think we do.
We knew, like, because that guy had, like, that one dude with the stuff falling apart. Like, they had romance comics in there. You know how I am. But I'm like, I'm not paying $3 for a romance comic that is literally disintegrating in my hands.
Yeah, it won't make it home. You know, that's how.
No,
that's how.
Thank you, though.
That's how crummy it is.
Yeah.
But no, there was a few places there that you know, had some good stuff. I mean, here's the thing too that is really it frustrates me when we go to conventions or just really to any comic book store. Like they'll have the comic book, like the dollar cheap comics, but they'll put them like on the floor.
Oh, I hate it. There were a bunch of those.
That's the only place where they'll have them, too. And I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, especially at a con. I hate when shit's on the floor at a con. Like, it freaks me out because I'm like, I got to get on the floor. And there's so many people. People are going to be stepping on you. And then people are trying to look at stuff over you. No. Mm-mm. If I see shit on the floor, I'm like, I guess I'm not buying anything from those boxes.
Yeah,
and I just keep walking.
Yeah, table, waist high or bust.
Yep, pretty much. Sorry.
Well, there's a... like
I'm old and crabby.
Well, also, too, it's like, you know, like I don't know if I'll call them out, but there's a few stores out here in California, places that I really like, but like all their shit's on the ground.
No, don't like it.
And I'm like... And sometimes just right in front of, like, the new comics.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
And I'm like, well, this kind of defeats the purpose of having, you know, of being able to browse properly.
Yes.
Because I have to crouch you down and do this. And
people want to see the stuff above me.
Yeah.
And that's weird. Because, you know, I have personal space issues. I don't like this.
No, you don't. I mean, yeah, exactly. You don't want to mess with that. So people are doing that, and you're all over the place, and it's really frustrating. But there were some good places. We did find some... Jen found a few.
I found a Lois Lane, which I'm very excited about.
And a Jimmy Olsen.
And a Jimmy Olsen. They were at this place that was doing half off cover price. So, you know, I got one for like $2, down from $4, you know, that sort of stuff. So I was like, oh, that's a pretty good deal. We can swing that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Sean found some dollar comics. I think one we're going to read today, actually.
No.
Is this not from the thing?
Oh, no, I did get this yesterday.
Yeah.
That's right. So we found some stuff, you know, and there was a bunch of dudes there selling toys.
Oh, yeah. Well, you made friends with that one guy.
Did I?
Yeah, you got his card. There was this guy, just a toy dealer, and just he had all this stuff, and he had a bunch of wrestling guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sean loves the wrestling guys. And you found a Baron von Roschke with his coat attached.
Which is actually very impressive.
Yeah.
I found a 1985 Remco Baron von Roschke loose with his coat, and I got that for maybe like half price.
Yeah.
Because the guy was like, I'll make a deal. And I'm like, sweet.
You're like, awesome. Thanks,
and I'm like, it's something where it's like, I feel like if I were to try, because I know where there's other places where they sell these, and yeah. I've seen them. One of them's right down the street from us. And I don't want to go there because.
Well, the one place that's right down the street from us, when we first went there, was just like, it was overpriced, but it was like this toy place. And you're like, oh, cool. Bunch of toys, bunch of comics that are overpriced, whatever. And like a tiny little racetrack for motorized cars,
yeah,
like RC cars, I guess,
like little matchbox, like yeah, slot cars or but, whatever, yeah, slot racers or whatever.
But they're also like, do they control them with some sort of
I think
remote
so.
Thing? I don't know. So that's how it was. But then, like the next time I went in there, it was like 75% car track.
It was pretty much like as soon as you open the door, you're like,
happened?
There's like it's entirely a track, and it's every time
they really expanded it.
And when I go in there, I always think to myself of that scene where. I forgot why somebody one of the Simpsons, is the Simpsons where they somebody goes into the store, which is basically I think it has to be. I'm almost positive now when I think about it.
Mm.
That has to be modeled after that store,
maybe
because of considering all the people that work in yeah. Hollywood that write for the Simpsons and yeah, probably yeah. have been to that store. I mean, Sony's nearby.
Oh, sure, know. Yeah.
So they went in. You know, you go in and there is just this giant track. And so I forgot why. I think it was Bart or somebody goes in and they're asking comic book guy and Otto are playing with the cars. I think it was like they're looking for Milhouse or something. I think it was the Bart Soul one.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, oh, where's Milhouse? And then they're playing these cars and the comic book guy's like, I don't know and go away. We are playing for Master of the Universe. And then the car, and then they're zooming around, and like Otto's car explodes. He's like, "Bummer," you know. Like,
yeah, that's funny. I forgot about that.
Oh, every time I go in there, I always think about that, and I think that
has to be based on it. Because like I said, at first it was just this little track, like over. It was like a fourth of the store, and you're like, "Whatever, that's cool. You still have stuff to look at." Now it's like there's like four little things that hold like toys, and then the rest of it is racetrack.
Well, they moved it. They moved the way they shifted everything. Like it's because it's not only just like toys; it's also like cards and collectibles. It's
sure,
just,
collectible stuff.
It's just a big messy collectible store. And
now that is 95% race cars.
Which is funny, which I find to be amusing, and yet the thing is like, who the hell's... Like,
well, is it big enough that, like, you could take up this much real estate? Like, apparently.
Well, yeah. Whoever owns it, I mean, I'm assuming Lou is like,
yeah,
yo,
sure.
This is my thing. This is my, we're making this 90% slot cars, and we're putting all the fucking random-ass comics that we...
And collectibles and shit are going to be in this one fucking case. Everybody else can just, you know, suck it.
It's
weird.
It also frustrates me too, like in that particular. Oh, I just said his name. Well, I didn't say the actual place.
But, yeah, it doesn't matter.
But the place is, you know, just have like the comics like stacked, like just either propped up. Or
oh,
whatever.
Well, this one is like they're behind a glass case and they're just like laying there.
Yeah.
Just a disaster. But I'll look like when we were looking at some of them, there was some stuff that I'd bought and it was like $6. And I'm like, dude, I bought that for 50 cents because, and in the same condition. Because it's garbage.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to pay $6 for that. So anyway.
That is us literally every time we go into a store.
It really is.
We would just basically be like, oh, well, excuse me. You're going to sell this for $5.
you're trying to make money here.
I can get this for 50 cents in this particular store. Excuse me.
Yeah. Sorry, you're trying to make money and make a living, bro. But
Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty much. That's how we are.
That's how they do it, though. That's how these places do it. That's how Meltdown did it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went there, and then we came back.
Well, we had to. I just want to point out. You know, I also
went to that store.
Oh well, we'll get to that in a second. Because I was thinking about the San Diego comic thing. Is I guess God, I have a few things I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Well, also like they have like because here's another thing about me. I like loose toys.
Oh, yes, you do.
I don't know why, because they're gross.
Yeah, a lot of times they're missing so many pieces.
It's just a bunch of toys.
And they're dirty, and you can tell like a kid had them in its mouth or whatever.
Or they've been beaten up so much because all the paint from all the other toys is on them.
Yeah.
But I have a thing for that.
Oh,
I don't know why.
The minute we see loose toys, we have to go look.
Depending on the stand, you know, and depending on how many there are, like you can usually see if there's like a nice big tin. maybe you might want to, you can fuck around in it.
Sure.
But if it's like a small basket and you're just fuck like, eh, I don't want to stay awake, especially if you don't know if like, I don't know. It's weird.
Just gross.
But I had to go in, and I remember looking at this one. This guy had like a big tin of like wrestling toys, like of not the same the guy that I bought the thing from, but another place that had like all these random ass like
so WWF many wrestling toys, yeah,
WWE toys from like over the years. Like, there's a lot of stuff that like I didn't even know. Sometimes you look at, cause it got to the point where you're looking at some of these figures and you're just like,
who's this guy?
I don't know who this is. And I watch wrestling all the time.
Yes.
And I'm looking at a guy and I'm like, and I know that they're supposed to scan their faces.
Well, we're talking, some of these are so old. I don't know if they got scanned.
Maybe not. I don't know. There's definitely a lot of the Jack specifics ones, because Mattel took it over, I think, at some point. But there was this one, and I put a picture on Instagram. I was like, I don't know who this fucking is.
Yeah.
And there was another one. I still didn't know.
You should have taken a picture of that guy, because I was like, some of them, like, I've gotten to the point where I know. I'm like, oh, this is Regal.
This is Regal. This is the guy,
whatever.
Yeah.
This is whatever the fuck his name is, who sucks.
Edge?
Him. Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I know who these people are. But there's this one dude. I pull him out. I'm like, this is just a guy in trunks. Like, I don't think he...
Literally, that's all they are.
He's just, like, a generic dude.
But it's clearly a WWF figure, but it's clearly a generic dude.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know who this is. And he has no, like... Because a lot of them, they'll say stuff on the trunks or whatever. This guy's just green trunks.
Yeah, like, I think it was Johnny Rods, but I don't know.
I don't know these guys.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it's just like, I'm like, this looks like a terrible Johnny Rods.
But yeah.
Nonetheless, so that, and also I just... There's a certain kind of... Well, there's a few... Man...
There's certain types of people you see at these.
Well, and I think I'm becoming one.
Oh, well.
I'm going to become one, babe.
Fun.
I'm going to get gray hair, and I'm going to be like wearing like a Hawaiian shirt.
All right. I support a Hawaiian shirt.
Or like a patterned shirt.
I support patterned shirts. I want you to wear more patterned shirts.
And then I'm going to get like, have my cargo shorts. And
you already wear those.
Yeah. And I'm already cargo shorting.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're from Buffalo. I'm kind of expected.
Yeah. That's my curse I bear. and I don't have no shame in it. I will wear cargo shorts. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's
I will
fine.
Wear those. Wear the fuck out of them. Hey, Steve also wears cargo shorts like that.
That does not surprise me at the least.
Steve even says, he's like, I buy like 8 pairs of the same kind of shorts.
Yep.
Because I just wear the same thing like every day.
Yeah.
And he,
I could see that.
And he gets it, and I get it. Me and Steve Austin are kindred spirits.
Uh huh.
But he, so yeah, but there's these certain kind of guys, just like this 50, 60 years old. They've been fucking with comics like forever. Like, they knew Herb Trimpe and Jim Steranko once punched them, I mean, Roger Stern slept on, John Byrne or somebody.
Slept on their couch.
Slept on their couch.
Yeah.
Back when he was a starving art. They're starving art. Like, they have stories, man. And these guys are there, and they're just hanging around. Like, they're just around. And there's like, those are the guys that gave us our tickets.
Oh, yeah.
There was like this table of people.
One dude was wearing like a steampunk hat, but he was like 55 or something, which, good for you. Live your truth, friend. That's all I got to say, because God knows I'm like a almost 40-year-old woman, and I'm like, I'm going to do my makeup like a drag queen and go to work that way. So, live your truth. Live your truth.
No, but I'm like, man, this is my future. I think I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool.
There was I went into this one room, and it was one of those things where sometimes you have such like a broad comic book experience. It just tickles you.
Yeah.
And I walked in, and there was
a dude.
Dude just... Picture if you picture the typical guy that you think of, a comic book guy.
Think of the comic book guy.
Think of the comic book guy from The Simpsons.
From The Simpsons.
And he's just standing there being like,
well, he was just yelling. This guy was like really talking like at the top of his lungs.
But he wasn't yelling like angrily.
He was just like very animated. And he was like talking to whoever was at the booth. I don't know, some other guy, about like Stephen Amell and the shows on the CW.
He was just
getting like... really heated, but not like in a mad way, just like super into whatever he was talking about.
Yeah.
Like, but this room was so small. It's like this dude was like, ah, bed. You're like, okay, all right. Oh, we're just going to leave now.
that room was
it
very
is
small.
So loud in here.
Because they were like, oh, here's more vendors. And you go in and there's like
four people.
Four dudes. And this dude screaming. Just screaming. And then there's that guy that always has the bootleg videos.
That guy was there.
If you've been to a comic book California one, you know that guy I'm talking about.
I think that there's a version of that guy in every state.
Oh, bootleggers.
There has to be.
Yeah.
So that guy was there. But then it was also like Frankenstein Con or something.
What was it, like
we were celebrating Mary Shelley's, like the 200th year of Frankenstein, which, you know, as Mary Shelley invented sci-fi basically. And so there was a woman who, she looked cool as fuck. She was dressed up as like
Bride of Frankenstein.
The Bride of Frankenstein. So there, as we're trying to get out of this tiny ass fucking room that's like clogged with tables and a screaming guy, some other guy's like, hey, can I take your picture? So she's like standing in the way. We're just like, okay.
We leave and everybody's
can
just
we
like,
leave? And then, no, you cannot leave.
You cannot leave. You're trapped here forever.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty much like an alien when all the space marines get like sucked trapped in the wall because that's what the mother queen does. You're just there forever.
Yep.
But so that was interesting. But and I was a little bit disappointed.
I had no expectations, so I was not disappointed.
I don't know why I had expectations. I kind of expected to be more
there really
vendors.
Wasn't a lot of stuff. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of stuff. I mean, we did find a couple comics here and there, which was great. You found your toy, which was exciting.
I did.
Yeah. But I mean, like, we drove all the way down there and we're like, oh shit, we're only gonna have like 2 hours on the floor, you know, because we had all the shit to do up here.
Yeah.
And we get down there and we were done in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, we were like, done really quickly.
Okay.
I mean, that's why I was like glad I only paid half price for this, because I didn't, you know, screw the pooch on paying like a whole bunch of money just to go. Because
it really, there wasn't anything. Yeah. I mean, there was a hotel pool, like you had to walk through the pool area to get to this place, and they had like a flamingo raft, and I just, every single time I passed it, I was like overwhelmed with the desire to like jump onto the flamingo. I was fully clothed, so I was not going to do that, but I wanted to. It looked like fun. So I mean, that was basically it. And then we went over
so we took actually, what was kind of nice was the mall.
There was like a huge mall that you could just walk to.
Yeah, which is great.
Which was great. So we didn't have to like worry about moving in the car and all that shit. So we just like walked over and had some like nice dinner. Went to the Tesla store.
Ooh, Tesla.
Sean got to see that. That was
Teslas
fun.
Teslas are cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was cool. Very, very fancy cars.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then we're like, oh, let's go to the other mall, like the cheaper mall where real people shop, because I can't
that's
buy
right,
a Tesla
dude.
Or an Hermes, whatever. Also, I'm too fat to fit in that stuff. So I was
the
like,
differences were very apparent in terms of the mall.
Oh, yeah. And it was only like 4 minutes down the road.
Yeah. It was basically like, that's the place, this is where we shop.
Yeah, this is where normal people shop.
And there's
so,
like, because the other one had like fucking
Hermes and Prada and like, Coach, you know, and Bob, a Tesla.
Hugo.
A fucking Tesla store. I can't afford a Tesla. So
apparently somebody in that mall that goes to that mall can afford a Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
They assume that somebody can afford a Tesla.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So those people, rich people. So we like left that mall, went to the normal people mall, you know, where there's a Target. And we were like walking along. And we see this random comic book store. It was kind of like a collectible, but it had like trades and some comics. And
it's really big.
It was huge.
Well, it's one of those ones where it's in a mall and it's like you have like one of those, basically it's the size of like an FYE.
Yeah.
Like it's just they took a space. Like it probably was an FYE at some point. And they were like, well, we're going to put, it's like they put in a place called Comics and Stuff or Comics and Thing. I forgot what it was called. I think it was
Comics
and Stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah.
And it was just a nice little place. I mean, they had back issues. They had trades.
They had clothes.
I mean, a lot of stuff was priced as is.
Sure.
They had a lot of clothes. They had a lot of manga. Yeah, a lot of manga, a lot of toys, a lot of collectible. I mean, just generally collectibles, like cards. You could buy coins.
Yeah, dollar bills from other countries.
Yeah, you want to go and buy a dollar bill?
Currency from other countries, I should say. Yeah, they had all sorts of stuff. So that was kind of cool. Because I didn't expect it to be there. And we were just like, oh, neat.
Yeah, I didn't know. And
that was fun.
And that's what I love about San Diego is that you could just kind of like pop around that town and just
They've
parts around there.
Shit.
There's like those random places that you can go and you're like, oh, this is really cool.
Yeah.
They have some good, I mean, it's not a surprise considering that Comic-Con is in that area, you know, that they have like a nice representation of that sort of stuff. But, and I'm certain, I would certainly hope that when Comic-Con is in session that place is doing great business.
Sure. I mean, I don't know how many people are stopping by the mall, but who knows?
Well, no, I mean, people probably are just like, hey, we're in San Diego. We're going to fuck around. You know, we're going to Comic-Con, but we don't have to, you know, maybe you don't want to go to Comic-Con every day or right. whatever. You have some time.
Or we're down, you know, we're near this hotel or.
Yeah. So yeah, so we went there and they had a lot of different toys, a lot of DC toys.
They had Tailspin toys. I don't think I've seen a Tailspin toy in years, like in the package Tailspin toy. I was like, I didn't even know these still existed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they did have some stuff like that. It was kind of cool to see all the stuff that they had.
Yeah, and I like that. And that was just Saturday.
And then today, on Sunday. Which it is my favorite weekend of the year because it is the LA Festival of Books. So this is put on every year by the LA Times and it's on the USC campus and it's just books and authors and they have panels and all this sort of stuff. And it's
publishers
and all sorts of stuff. And it's really fun. I love it. It's free. You just go down there and kind of like fuck around. But every time we go down there, Jeffries or this time Heidi Ho.
Well, Heidi Ho is
owned by the same.
Yeah.
People.
Same dudes.
Have a booth that down there. And so we went, and since we went on a Sunday, usually we go on a Saturday.
Yeah.
We went on a Sunday this year, and they have 20 packs of comics. Grab bags, basically.
Yeah.
Loose comics, grab bags, whatever. Usually they're like $6. Today they were $5 a piece.
Yeah.
And if you bought three, you got one free.
So, yeah, so you're
getting. So, guess what we did?
We did that.
We bought 4 grab bags worth of comics, equaling 80 comics for $15. And I would actually say we got more than that because when we opened it, there were a couple boards that had like 2 comics in them.
Yeah, there's a few that were, you know, kind of doubled up. And
We got more than 80 comics.
They just probably.
$15.
What they probably do is they probably look at their, like, this
stuff. They just grab it and shove.
They grab it, they eyeball it.
Grab and shove,
because they got to pack those things.
Yep.
And they got to get them. That's probably like a big thing they do.
Yeah, it's a grab and shove.
It's a grab and shove. Actually, that's a good store. It'd be a good comic book store.
100 grab and shove.
Can you imagine? Actually, can you imagine having that many comics and just the store, whole store is like comics by the pound and there's so many of those comics there and you're like, it's just called grab and shove and you just come in and you run out like a fucking screaming.
Yeah, I would. That sounds fun, actually.
Yeah.
Can I do that now?
Yeah, we should start that store.
Yeah, grab and shove.
Grab and shove.
I mean, shit, after all the fucking crap we bought today. There were some good comics in there. I think we opened them up when we got home. It's kind of like Christmas.
I know. There was some decent stuff. There wasn't, I mean, nothing super great in terms of.
I don't know. I got a really old Thor I'm kind of excited about.
There's a Thor. There's a. I'm blanking on some of this stuff, but there.
You bought. There was a Metalman #1.
That's
from
right.
The 90s. There was a Terror Inc.
Because usually you look on the back of the front, they have like tell you what's on the back of the front.
You're just
like,
it's in a plastic. It's in a clear bag.
Yeah, and so you're like looking like, oh well, what am I gonna get? And you kind of base it off of what's on the outside, and then you kind of see if you know for us if there's some brown in there.
Yeah, old comic.
Because if it's brown, you go to town. That's. Yeah. That's our motto.
Is that our new motto?
If we had shirts, that would be on a shirt. If it's brown, go to town. If people are like, is that for a comic book podcast? I'm like, it sure is, guys.
It sure is. I was going to say we are going to get some really weird fans.
Oh, there's something else I was going to say. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that Metalman.
Yeah.
Doing that Metalman because it was the.
It's also like a weird Trinity thing I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
Well, and I was like, oh, but not
the Trinity you're thinking of.
No, it's just like a weird like Green Lantern.
Green Lantern and. God, I forgot his name.
But it's like shiny?
Yeah, I forgot his name. It's a guy from the Dark Stars. And then I think Vril Dox. I was like, This is into like Trinity. And I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
It's like, nobody's ever told me about this. Why am I always like, I gotta get this.
Yeah, and there was also like some like, I don't know, Valiant comic that we'd never even heard of that just looked like 90s ass and the whole front of it is just like red holographic shiny.
I can't wait. No, that's not even an Image comic. That's
it's not?
Like Lightning Comics or something. It was like there's something that was like called like Judgmental.
Yeah, it's and it was just bad.
It was just red foil.
Yeah,
and there's I don't know
just the 90-est fuckers you've ever seen.
I can't wait to read that.
Yeah, I know you're really excited.
We're not gonna. That's not gonna go well. Think about what you've heard so far.
That hasn't gone.
But imagine worse because that's what that episode is gonna be.
Yeah,
I can't wait. There's that. We got some Shadowhawks.
Oh, yeah.
Which there's this one that just had this really weird drawing of his ass.
It was like him, like, crouched from
above. He's doing the Spider-Woman.
It's kind of like a Spider-Woman. His ass is not as high in the air, but it's very well defined. It's very upsetting, actually.
Yeah.
It's like, who drew, why?
So. A lot of Valiant comics, too. Because I'm not surprised by that because it's in the 90s.
That's what you got
the Valiant comics. If you're at some point, you're just getting, if you're going into those boxes, you're just getting Valiant comics.
Oh yeah,
You're getting a lot of Archer and Armstrong.
Yeah, we got a couple of those.
We got a few of those, which I'm not interested in. But there's one or two I think we did because we kind of paired them. You know, put a few aside to be like, we're not going to take these. Yeah, I'm never going to read these.
No.
There are a few others that we are going to keep. There's some 90s X-Men in there that might... That might just be fun to do because we might just be like, what the fuck? This is why we don't read X-Men.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I watched some movies this weekend.
Fell asleep.
Yeah. What were we watching?
Airborne?
That's right.
We're watching it because We Hate Movies is doing it.
Yeah, the movie Airborne with Seth Green.
Yeah.
And his Allison Hannigan hair.
That movie's stupid. But we were watching it, and man, I was just like, Z.
Yeah, and then I watched a few horror movies.
You did, because here's what happened is like I fell asleep and I was just out and I was out of it and I woke up and there's like Monster Hand on the screen and I was just
this is actually really funny.
And I was like,
you fell asleep at the last like 5 minutes of the movie.
Okay.
And then you woke up and I was watching The Dead Pit.
Okay.
Which is about basically a doctor. Who conducts was about a doctor who worked in a mental institution who conducted experiments on the patients, and then he got sealed into a wall, and then an earthquake happened, and then he came out, and all of his patients were zombies, and they attacked the people in the hospital. At one point, there was a scene where a bunch of cops were just sitting around, literally just talking about donuts.
Yeah, of course there is.
Literally, they're talking about it, like, yo, did you hear about this place? Like, yeah, they do this one with this crumble, blah, blah, blah. And then a zombie comes, they go, ah, and they eat their brains. It's actually really funny.
Then do they crave donuts after that? Like, because that was the last thing the cops were thinking about?
Oh, I don't know, but I was kind of feeling bad. I was like, you know, if I was, you know, in the afterlife, they're like, man, the last thing I was talking about on Earth was donuts, and they got murdered by a fucking monster.
That sounds like something would happen to me.
That's actually be me. My first last thing is going to be like, hey, this Dr. Pepper tastes, you know, Dr. Pepper doesn't taste like real doctor, or whatever the fuck it is. I probably get my thought wrong, and then I just get eaten by a monster. My thought was wrong.
Well, that sounds right. but yeah, so like I wake up, and I'm like totally out of it, and I think I'd only been I thought I had only dozed off for a couple minutes. So I see this monster hand, and I was like, this movie has monsters in it? So I was like, what? And I was like... How long has it been? And they introduce a monster into this movie.
I didn't know what was happening. I was actually kind of worried because I thought like something happened. Like,
and you were like, "This is a different movie," and I was like, "Oh," because I thought it was the same movie. And I was like, "We've been watching this movie for like 75 minutes, and all of a sudden there's a fucking monster in it." And I was like, "Way to bury the lead, movie!" Like,
I would have loved it if at the very end of Airborne, in the last 5 minutes, all of a sudden there was a maniacal doctor with a monster hand.
I didn't that just know
was introduced, and then he's just start, and it just goes on for another hour.
In my defense, both of these movies were made around the same time, so they looked pretty much the same.
Yeah, they weren't that far off. So
I was just like, "What?"
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, there was that, and then I watched a few other stupid movies. There was this one I watched last night. It was called Frightmare.
Okay.
Or if depending on where you've seen it, it was called The Horror Star, and it was about a guy who I could have sworn was Christopher Lee, but it's not.
Okay.
It was like Christopher Lee's brother,
John Lee.
John Lee.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Who plays a horror star. It plays a horror guy, basically like a shitty Dracula guy,
mm-hmm.
And he's well respected, and then he dies, and then has this this funeral, but like it's this big this big production,
okay,
where like he has like these videos, and he's like, oh, if you're watching this, I'm dead, and you know, blah blah blah, and then like a bunch of these stoner these dumb kids like get trapped, they break into the mausoleum to like. Steal his body.
Why?
So they could take it home and like have dinner with it.
Ew.
Like
why?
They just sit. I don't know.
Like, why can't you just like bring your picnic to the cemetery.
That's like, actually a good idea.
Right? Like, that's a lot easier. You'd be like, oh, we're just going to have a dinner with this dead guy.
But then, he, like, comes, like, he somehow comes alive, and these people, it's just a really weird movie, because at one point, because they take the whole casket. They take the, because the casket's not buried yet. It's just sitting in, like, you know, it hasn't been buried. For some reason, at the end of this funeral, well, it's a mausoleum,
uh-huh.
but the casket isn't, like, interred in any way.
Okay.
It's just out there, and, like, just, it's in there, you know, and you just open it and just be like, ah, body. And so they have this casket, they steal the casket with the body, and then
I feel like no one thought this through.
Well, yeah, you would definitely think that. And then it's, for some reason, at one point, the horror guy comes to life, and he starts, like, terrorizing these kids, or mm-hmm. these two
good
young people, and he chases this girl down a stairs, and he's chasing her using the coffin.
How? Like, is he holding it?
No, he's not using it. He's using it as mine, and the coffin is following her, and the girl's just like, ah! And for some reason, just stands there while the coffin just pounds her in the head. Like, as it slides down. Basically, if, like, you're trying to move a coffin down, like, a series of steps.
I was going to say, it's probably pretty easy to, like, get away from a coffin. You just take a really sharp turn.
She wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
Well. I don't know how she could have, because, like, the stairs are really narrow. And she's like, I'm like, you can move. This coffin shouldn't be able to move. You just really, literally just run out of the house, just keep running.
Yeah.
And just be like, holy shit, this fucking coffin is following me.
Yeah.
But it was she got her head fucking smashed with a coffin because she's stupid. That was my cinematic experience this weekend.
Great cinematic experience, babe.
So I guess we'll take our break because we're 41 minutes in.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
And we had a lot to talk about.
You know, that's true. We did.
Sometimes I feel like we could just do an episode just talking about stuff.
That's true.
We've done this weekend. But let's take our break. We'll come back and we'll talk about our book for this week.
Attention. Attention all personnel. New from the Fire and Water Podcast Network, it's MASHcast. Hosted by MASH mega fan Rob Kelly and a rotating cast of VIPs, MASHcast analyzes episode by episode the greatest television series of all time, MASH. Find MASHcast on fireandwaterpodcast.com.
Jocularity!
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Nova, Volume 2, Number 2, from February 1994.
Mm-hmm.
This is the New Warriors Nova series from the 90s, because we were New Warriors crazy back in the mid-90s.
Sure.
I don't know why, but we were.
That doesn't sound true.
It sort of was. Young heroes. That's what we were into.
Sure.
We were like, yo, these are young heroes. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Because it was in the 90s and everything was young and extreme.
Generation X.
Yeah.
Fucking young. Look at those teenagers. They're going to fuck, but they're going to fight.
And skateboard. Don't forget.
Skateboard or whatever. You know, that's. They're having relationships, but they also know how to control their powers.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. But we were all about the New Warriors back in the day. Not me. Don't blame me.
Hmm.
But I mean, I talk about people in general.
Sure.
So this is the Nova series, and on the cover at the top it says "Bad Boys Get Spanked." The cover has
Nova.
Close up of Nova. Richard Rider.
He is gritting his teeth.
Got a little bit of blood.
Got some blood, and then in the reflection of his helmet is this bondage lady.
Yep.
And her outfit confuses me.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it when we have a better picture.
Okay.
And she's like jumping at him.
Yeah, she's about attacking him. She's got a whip, a barbed whip.
Yeah.
And she is, leaping into action.
Mm-hmm.
And so. Yeah, I'm going to read this little blurb here because let's see this stuff here. Gifted with alien powers and charged with the responsibility of protecting his planet as the high-flying human rocket Nova, Rich Rider is a new kind of warrior. He can fly to the moon, but he can't afford a subway token. You'd have an attitude too. Stan Lee presents Nova. I don't know. I was with you for that first sentence, and then you're like, "Hey, he's pretty cool, but he's poor." I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
I feel like...
I don't know about that.
I feel like ever since it really worked with Spider-Man, they're like, let's do it again with all these heroes. Because they'll be relatable. And they're like...
He's working freelance too. He's a freelance
basically telemarketer. If Spider-Man was created today, he would be driving Uber.
He would. No, he'll be doing social
media. And they would be like, hey, do you want to make pennies and give your give a corporation tons of money? Congratulations, drive Uber.
No. Spider-Man, if Spider-Man itself was a brand new concept today, but you took everything from when he was created and put it and tried to retrofit it, try to fit it so it's now, he would be like a social media guy.
Yeah, but I'm saying like in the fact that he would be like, trying to make ends meet.
Oh, yeah.
He would absolutely be driving Uber in his spare time.
There'd be an Uber there. He'd probably be doing...
Postmate deliveries.
Oh, man. Spider mates.
Yeah. He'd be like, I'm doing the gig economy, which is garbage because I wish I had healthcare.
Is that what they call it?
What's the gig economy?
The gig economy?
The gig economy. That's what they want our whole economy to be.
Wait, who?
Tech bros.
They want us to... Wait, tech bros want us just... have gigs?
Yeah, they want everybody to just basically be doing the gig economy because if everybody's a contractor, nobody has to pay for health insurance.
Yeah, that sucks ass.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, sure, if we had universal health care, that might be a thing.
But we don't.
We don't, America. Anyway.
Richard Rider can't afford a token or health care.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I guess if you have superpowers, you don't need it. Can we also talk about Richard Rider's hair?
Oh, we can talk about a lot of things with him.
My, because here's this splash page, and he is in Central Park, and there's these two rival gangs, which basically...
Well, first of all, the story is called Tailhook.
Yeah.
And this is written by Fabian Nicieza.
Nicieza, you looked it up.
I looked it up, and...
Our friend Fabian, who's shown up on this show, I think, almost as much as we have at this point.
I think he's been on...
He is the honorary... He is the honorary third member... of Worst Collection Ever. This show all the time.
I'm going to put that in the description. Be like, like Sean, Jen, and sometimes Fabian Nicias.
Because shit does this man show up in these books, in our show a lot. It's written by our buddy, and we're in Central Park, and Nova is like, he has a very bullety head. Like, his head is very... long.
Well, then here's the thing.
I don't know if it's just the perspective.
No, this is you would think that. Yeah. And eventually you'd look at this picture and you'd be like, oh, maybe this is how this looks.
Yeah.
Because you know, Nova's got that helmet.
Sure, and it's shiny.
It's very domed. Like, it's just basically, it's like Magneto's helmet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you've probably seen it. But the way that they would draw him in this, especially in this book, is he's got it's very, very thin.
Yeah, it's really thin. It looks like he has a malformed head.
Yeah.
And like, a very long, like kind of like an alien skull.
Yeah, it's basically. Like a, yeah, it's like a, like a, basically like, I'm trying to think, it basically looks like a test tube.
Yeah, it's a test tube, 100%.
Like a test tube head, like it basically is the size of a test tube.
It's like if you flipped a test tube upside down.
Yeah, upside down, yeah.
And just cut the bottom off of it, you're looking at Nova.
But for some reason, and you know, it's not just this perspective, you could say, oh, maybe this perspective is the way it looks.
The whole book.
The whole book, like he's got like this giant, like over here on this next page. I mean, look at that.
It's huge. And I'm just like, what?
That's even worse than this.
But then like he has this ridiculous rat tail hanging out of the back.
No, that's not a rat.
It is a rat tail.
Is that a rat tail or a ponytail?
It's supposed to be a ponytail. It looks like a rat tail. It's so straggly.
Here's the thing. No, you're right. I think you're right. Because when you look at the rest of his hair.
Oh, it's definitely. It's a ponytail. It's just his hair is so fucking straggly that it looks like a rat tail.
Mm. Yeah. We
all knew a kid with a rat tail.
He is not a fashion icon.
It's just really bad. So it's like flown out behind him. But he's like flying over Central Park. And there's a bunch of gang members. And they're all there to fight. And pretty much it's like all of them have a weapon. There's like a bat and like a crowbar or whatever. But there's one dude with a gun.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all these other dudes brought like a bat to a gunfight.
There's assorted bats and knives and crowbars. And there's one dude with a gun. There's one dude with a gun. And he's like, well, that guy's going to win.
Obviously.
Yeah, but... And I also like when he flies by and somebody says Nova.
Yeah.
But they say it like the
Of the logo,
so it's like Nova.
Yeah, and he's like, "That's right, it's me, Nova."
Yeah, and he's like, "Hey, what's going on?"
And I'm here because you guys are fighting, And so they're like, I know, let's kick Nova's ass.
Yeah, let's all kick Nova's ass.
And Nova's like, nope. And he just like unleashes his, what's it called?
He uses a gravimetric pulse, which basically it's like a, you know, something he...
It's a shockwave.
It's a shockwave.
And it's like, oh, it's his lowest setting or whatever. Don't worry, these guys don't die, but he breaks all of their bones.
So basically they have
kind of like the Batman effect.
Yeah.
Where it's like you can wound them horribly, but as long as they're not dead, it's fine.
Yeah, basically they have like, you know, pulverized femurs and stuff.
Yeah, you think these guys have healthcare?
No.
So let's talk about all the money that it's going to cost them to get fucking medical treatment, Nova. So
he, because he just leaves him there. So I mean, eventually
he just fucking leaves.
And there's the thing. So apparently, no cops have figured this out that there's a fight here yet. But eventually, somebody's gonna be running through Central Park in the morning
and finding
and just find piles of young
broken men,
young men, and
I don't know. Because here's what happens. So like, one of them's crawling to like get the gun, and he's like. He picks up and smashes it. He's like, what do you want to do?
Oh, I think that's T.J. Miller.
I think it is T.J. Miller. He called in a bomb threat and got arrested.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on with T.J. Miller, guys.
Nova, yeah.
You know what that is? That's a dude who bought into his own hype.
Uh-huh.
That's what fucking happened to T.J. Miller. Mm-hmm. And I hope he gets the help he needs. Anyway, so he like smashes the gun. He's like, you don't want to add attempted murder to your rap sheet, do you? I don't know. You guys are all fucking stupid. And then here come these women.
He gives him like a big speech.
Sounds like a big speech. And then here come these women to be like, oh my God, my boyfriend's leg is broken. And Nova's like, why are you even with that guy? And she's like, you know what? You don't fucking know shit about us, Nova. Get the hell out of here. And he's like, well, you're just making bad choices. Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay. Let's just, whatever. We're not going to point at the system. I'm going to get real political. This comic is very difficult for me not to. We're not going to point at the system.
Yeah.
And we're gonna Nova-splain with his bad hair.
Oh, he is Nova-splaining the
fuck out of this. He Nova-splains the fuck out of this whole book.
Yeah.
So he like flies away. He's like, I got a girlfriend.
No, he gets shit on by a pigeon.
Oh, that's right, which he deserved.
But it's also, I think it's kind of funny that that's like what got him to leave.
Yeah, that's right. Not the fact that he broke, like, to go get help for all of the men he's maimed.
Yeah.
I mean, these Jews are all like they can't even move.
Well, the idea is that he put the, because he, now granted, maybe it's not as severe as he said it was.
That's true.
But the way he describes it, like, yeah, I just broke their bones.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
that's all.
He's just like, yo, I know what, I know I fucked them up. But I'm gonna tell these the women
who are coming to make sure their boyfriends aren't dead.
Yeah, and he's just like, you should get better men. And, she, and then this woman's just like, shut up. You know, it's like, yeah, fuck you, Nova.
Fuck you, Nova.
Fuck you, Nova, and your weird head.
And your weird head and your bad hair. And then he gets shit on a pigeon and everybody laughs. Which, I don't know why a pigeon's out at night, but okay.
Well, no, that looks like a vulture.
Maybe he got shat on by a vulture.
Ooh, Central Park vultures. Nice.
Do they have vultures?
I don't know. Well, there's a bird here. Maybe that's a... Is this a bird for the future that is going to...
Future bird?
Well, like a bird, no, like a bird that's going to play into like future episodes of Nova.
Oh, maybe. Maybe it continues to shit on him.
Yeah. It's every issue is just a bird shitting on him.
That'd be funny, actually.
And it's just like, fuck you, Nova. I'm here to ruin your day every day. Shit on your head. So now we cut to Yale.
Yeah, we're down in Yale.
We're in Yale, and we see, this is where we see our first thing with Tailhook.
Yeah, who is the bondage lady.
So she's dressed in bondage. She's got like, what's the deal? What, you want to say about her?
Well, yeah, let's first talk about what's happening. So first we see a dude running out of a bar window, and he breaks it with his face, which is always fun. He breaks a giant...
Well, I think he was thrown.
Yeah. Well, he still breaks it with his face.
Yep.
He's trying to run away, and all of a sudden, Tailhook comes out, which she basically looks like Dominatrix Barbie.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I'm confused by her outfit for a few reasons, but number one is because it looks the way they drew the lacing in the middle.
Yeah.
Which is, like, open, and you can see her skin. It goes all the way down. So are you seeing vagina?
I think that's the... I don't know. Have we seen other spots of this?
Yes. And I looked a couple times. It goes all the way down in between her legs. Like that.
Oh. I mean, maybe she's wearing something underneath
assume. But then, not only that, but then it looks like she has, like, pants tucked into thigh-high boots. But as soon
but
as...
But the boots also have the lacing.
But the boots also have the lacing, and you can see her skin through it. So, like, is she wearing, like, latex shorts?
Maybe.
Just or maybe just maybe just this outfit is
maybe just the top of the outfit just goes to her thigh. Because that's what I mean.
It's latex boot, latex shorts.
Right, but it's attached to the rest of the boot because it's like I think that's attached to the rest of her body, you know, her thing. She has a belt too. Yeah, I didn't notice that about that zipper thing on the front or whatever.
Yeah.
That's intense.
It is very intense.
That's an intense dominatrix outfit.
It really is. And she is she kills this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because he is a rapist. And he was brought up on charges, but he was cleared because of whatever. And so she's like, hey, you raped that girl? He's like, yep, sure did at a frat party. And she's like, you need to die now.
Yeah, she's hunting down like college like guys,
she's
too.
She's hunting down rapists.
Yeah.
That's her deal.
And then like, yeah, well, here's the thing. Like I'm trying to figure out too, because this guy gets thrown out of a bar.
Yeah, but nobody else seems to be there.
Well, I don't know how late it is at night, but apparently this guy was in this bar because he's getting thrown out of the bar.
Right. But don't you think, like, if it was closing time, like, other people would be in the bar? Like, it's weird that that's the deserted place on campus.
Right. Also, too, is like, he's just a frat guy. Like, he's not like he owns the bar.
Right. So she just, like, fucked up somebody's bar.
Or he chased him. He got chased into the bar.
Yeah.
He got thrown through it. And she's got a gigantic whip with barbs on it.
Yeah. Also a crossbow.
And a crossbow, which she shoots this dude, like,
100 times.
In his... His
legs.
Calves.
Yeah, like that dude's also fucked up. And then she's like, did you rape that girl? He's like, yeah, I did.
Dead.
And she's like, okay, cool. And then she like breaks his neck. So RIP that guy.
So then we cut to Laura Dunham, who apparently is Richard Ryder or Nova's girlfriend.
And she goes to Yale because she is a smart lady.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she's just crying.
Well, she's reading the newspaper that has the story about this guy that we just saw
got murdered. Rapey guy got killed.
Rape guy got murdered, and
I don't know why she's crying about that.
And she's upset because we find out later, but
we do.
Well, yeah, because she's looking at these letters.
Uh huh. Oh, I thought we were talking crying over rape guy. I was like, don't worry about that.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you picked up on the ending.
I did pick up on the ending. I got it. She's like. The girl who shares her mailbox.
Yeah.
So I get it.
We'll get to that. But she's looking at this note and she's just upset because she knows what's going on. Kind of knows the score about what's behind this.
Yeah.
But we don't know yet. You know, so she's got a Skank and Pickle poster here too. that's an interesting selection.
Sure.
Skank and Pickle's a real band.
You can really never tell how old these people are supposed to be.
Well, I mean, this is the 90s. I mean,
she's in college. Nova seems like he's like 50. With just like,
is he 50?
Yeah, he does. With one of those like, I'm a cool dad ponytails. Like, I'm not going to let that bitch ruin my life, even though I'm the one who cheated on her and walked out. And now my life is terrible after I requested a divorce and I never see my kids. Ponytail.
You have a lot of issues with Nova.
Do I?
I'm hearing a lot of like.
There's a lot of anger.
You know, that's fine. Take him down. Fuck him and his stupid hair.
Fuck him and his stupid hair. Also, did he have these on every suit? Because sometimes I feel like we don't see these shiny, like, star nipple chest things.
Oh, is his star design on his suit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always been there.
I guess it's always there. Sometimes it's more pronounced, and then it looks like he just has, like, really, like, shiny nipples. Just like...
No, that's a part of his gimmick.
Like pasties.
Yeah, it's the Xandarian outfit that he's had.
It's a bit much.
Here's the thing, though. This is a upgrade, though.
Oh.
From what he previously had was, like... It was like a red and brown.
Oh no!
I have to look up the old one, but it was a weird. Like he had weird colors when he first started.
I don't like that.
Like he had these colors when he first started because we read a Nova comic.
Yes,
like from the '70s.
Yes,
and then they changed it, and he had these ugly red and brown, or something red and yellow, or just something that didn't look right.
Okay,
and then he went back to this. So, but yeah, he's like, all right, well, I'm on this. Nova's flying onto campus, and he's like. Man, it'd be great if I could go to Yale. They have classes for idiots, right? You know, and he's just thinking about his girl, and he's like, oh, man.
Love my girl. Because there's also the thing about, like, he died, and then, like, a robot touched him, and he came back to life or something.
Yeah, I'm not as familiar with his history, because he's one of those guys who, like, Nova's like one of those dudes that, like, was around... In the 80s, or what was around in like the 70s, and then like a bunch of shit happened where like he was dead or wasn't around, and then he came back, and he's been around for a couple of years, and it's the same guy, but it doesn't.
It's not the same guy.
Maybe it is. And he's just, he continued to grow his hair.
Sure.
So he's descending down, and he's thinking about his girl, and he says,
"Oh, I love this suit."
He goes, "I love this suit's costume. I love this costume's Tesseract release," which I don't.
I don't really know how.
I don't know what that means in terms to, because I know the word Tesseract.
I do too, but I didn't realize there was a Tesseract release function. I don't
whatever
know.
That whatever that means. And then he just says, "Get naked."
Yeah, but he doesn't get naked. He gets clothed.
And we don't see it.
Oh, I guess we just don't get to see naked ass.
Yeah, and then he just puts on like regular clothes, and he's got a stupid hair.
Yeah, and then he's like, "I'm gonna go meet my girlfriend." So he goes over to his girlfriend, and he's like, "Hey, how are you?" And she's like, "I want to talk to you." And he's like, "All right, let's go to this extremely noisy bar and order what looks like the largest basket of onion rings anyone has ever seen."
These look like raw onions.
They really look gross. I'm like, what is going on?
Let's eat some raw onions.
So they go, and then they have this conversation about
yes, how, I have like, a ponytail. I'd like to order some raw onions, please. Sorry.
What does she say? Like, it's not the New Warriors, but it is the New Warriors or something. Like, they've got...
Well, she doesn't know he's Nova.
I know, but they have... What does she say here? It is, but it's not. There's this weird thing, and he's like, "What?" And I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about."
Well, he's like, "Look, everything's been going on, because I think she witnessed some stuff, weird science stuff, or weird superhero stuff." It's like, he's like, "Look, if that's the weird superhero stuff that went down, you know, because this happened like initially New Warriors." He's like, "Look, I just want to tell you that I've had some issues too." And he's drawn very little like in these scenes.
He looks so angry.
Well, because his eyebrow, like his
you know eyes, are
shadowed really darkly.
Yeah. You know what it is? This is the Ra's al Ghul look.
Yes.
When
yes.
they put all that really dark, like on the eyes, where it looks like he's wearing makeup, it's yeah. ridiculous. I'm like, what?
Oh, he's got Mr. Clean earring.
He really looks pissed. And they're supposed to be having this like touching conversation, like whatever. And it's just, he looks so mad about everything.
And
then there's the giant basket of raw onions.
That looks like a bunch
of
worms.
What are they eating? Like, it looks like
Funyun? I think it's fries. I think they're like those...
Oh, curly fries?
Curly fries.
Okay.
But
it's a, like...
Well, here's what they ordered.
That's like a four-quart thing.
Here's what they ordered. They ordered a four-quart curly fry.
The largest beer steins they
and
have.
And the largest beers you can have. And then, with the biggest bottle of ketchup I've ever seen.
That's a Costco-sized ketchup that is.
I wonder, what is up with that restaurant?
I don't know. Is this like
Claim? Can I go there?
Is this Claim Jumper?
Is this Claim? Yes, I'd like an 8-foot piece tall of cake. 8-foot tall piece of cake.
Yes, please.
With
15 layers of chocolate, please. Nothing else.
Can you wheel it up here and we'll just pick at it?
Thank yeah.
you. I'm Richard Rider.
I mean,
my hair looks like I'm wearing a wig of a man that has
it really
a long ponytail.
It really does. It looks like a bad wig.
Or maybe it's an undercut.
This is the shake and go. This is when RuPaul comes out for the mini challenge, he says, "Girls get into quick drag." This is what you fucking end up looking like. Your makeup looks terrible. They can see your stubble, and you're like, your really bad wig is like barely in a ponytail.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like that. So basically, she's like, "Look, you don't really know me," and he's like, "Well, I know you like 4 quarts of curly fries. That's why I bought these for you.
This is why we brought you here.
That's why we came here. I don't like coming here.
I don't.
But you wanted a giant beer. You want to? We're eating at a restaurant that's probably in Super Mario's Giant World."
Yep.
Just a big Koopa just walks by.
their waiter. Big Koopa.
It's a me, Giant Mario.
He's like, "You know how hard people work to get to Big World? Do you have any idea?"
"I use my warp whistle, you know."
"Hey, can't use my warp whistle all the time."
So usually people just skip this whistle. They used to get here to Big World, then they skip again.
Yeah.
Because they got to get to warp 8.
Yeah, but no, look at this. We're in Big World with our 4 quarts of fucking curly onions or whatever.
That is a...
It looks like onions. It looks awful.
For a date.
Yeah.
I guess technically this is a date.
I guess.
This is a lot of ass-burning food.
Yeah. Like, but I mean, but there's also the implication that these two have not fucked yet.
No, they haven't.
Because she's like, "My other boyfriend wanted to get, like, my last boyfriend wanted to get me to get to know me like that."
Mm.
And once he did, I didn't like it. Then he started hitting me.
I brought you here to see the real me. I love giant portions of fries.
Giant fries.
You don't
want to fuck me right now. I've eaten so many of these fries.
They just brought out. I'm trying to think of what's a big container.
A trough.
Trough. Well, I'm trying to think of like a something that I can use, like
casserole dish.
They brought out this giant casserole dish of fries, 8 feet deep. Three guys from the back brought it out.
Huge dudes, like very like muscled guys, like dudes you would usually see working on the dock. That's what it takes to lift this trough of fries.
They got a bunch of indie wrestlers, a bunch of indie guys here in Connecticut that are looking for an extra gig. They just hire these guys just to bring these fries out. They get like paid like a buck a fry. not the actual fry, but a buck a container.
Yeah,
to bring this up. But people order these all the time.
Yeah.
Because the fries are so good, but we're going to put these on this table and we're going to eat these.
And it's going to collapse the table eventually.
So eventually they're just sitting there around, sitting. Actually, the fries are just in between them and they're just staring at them,
mm-hmm.
and having this conversation.
Over the giant thing of fries?
They can't see each other.
Maybe that's like...
Maybe there's a hole.
Like a hole so you can see through?
Well, these are really complicated things where it's like it's got like a little like portal hole where you can see the person. That's the catch of the thing. They put all the fries in this little like hole, a little like, or this big container.
Uh-huh.
And there's this window.
Oh, so you can see the person.
You see the other person, but you can also grab fries.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe we should open this restaurant.
Along with the...
You know what we could do?
Grab and go, or whatever. What did we call it earlier?
Oh, I don't remember.
Grab and shove.
Shove and grab or something. We could do, because, you know, we were at Cantor's this morning,
mm-hmm.
which is an LA institution, if you ever come here. And we've been there a couple times before. It's really fucking expensive. But we had gone there, and I'd never noticed before.
Oh, shit, that's right.
But they have phone jacks on every table.
Yes.
And I never noticed this before.
Like old school phone jack.
Like old school, like a phone jack, like you'd see on a wall. Why are these here?
The only explanation that we came up with is that people were...
I mean, back in the day.
Phone calls back in the 70s and 80s, before cell phones were widespread.
Yeah.
That you would just, if you were, because it's Hollywood.
Yeah.
And you're going to go to lunch there, but you got to do business.
Yeah. Got to do business.
And... if you're going to get a phone call, you bring your own phone or they give you a phone.
Do you think that's it? Like if somebody called and they're like, hey, it's so-and-so, I'm looking for Jack. Mm-hmm. You're like, there's Jack in the booth. They bring a phone over and they go plug it in.
Yes.
And then you take your call while you're eating your latkes or whatever.
Yeah. I think that's how it was. Yeah.
Because I was like, where did these phone jacks come from?
That's the first time I ever noticed it.
I never noticed it until today, but they're everywhere. So I think when you're looking at each other through this portal.
Oh, do you call each other?
You have to. It's kind of like being in prison.
Oh.
You pick up the phone and you talk to each other through the portal while you're eating your giant thing of fries.
I have an idea for a restaurant. It's like a prison prison visitation room.
But there's a lot of fries.
I call it TGI Prisons.
Thank God it's prison.
Thank God it's prison with our giant fries brought to you by independent wrestlers in the Northeast.
Yeah, that sounds good.
This is a very good idea.
Who wouldn't want to go to this restaurant?
I mean, shit, we went to that restaurant Stacked where you order your own food and you build it on their little iPad.
We did. We went to this place called Stacked.
This idea blows it out of the water.
It does, because this is way more fun.
You gotta go like
Stacked
retro too.
Was fine. It was fine and acceptable, but this would be a lot more fun.
Thank God it's prison.
Do you get prison food? Is it just like slop?
Oh, you get that as an appetizer. They kind of... They bring that also.
No, I don't think I want prison food.
No. Ooh, unless if you're living like Ahmed. God, what's that guy's name from...
Cereal?
Cereal. Fuck, I'm bringing on his name.
Can't remember
but
his
name.
But
he was name. So happy. He was like...
He was doing like a... cooking club.
Him and his buddies were doing cooking. They were having like fucking French toast and shit in prison. He was like, yo, this is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And then he was like, are you innocent? He's like, no, but I'm having French toast in prison.
Yeah, I don't care what you say. That guy killed that girl.
Instead of everything, he was like, I didn't kill her. I dated her for like 3 months.
No, he killed her.
He's like, yo, French toast in prison.
I know. Everybody's like, oh my God, he totally didn't do it. I'm like, no, he totally did.
He's like, dude, he's having French toast in prison and he's enjoying it and he's having a good time.
Yeah, I, that's good. Maybe he's learning cooking skills. So if he ever gets out, he can be a chef.
So we get out of this restaurant. Apparently, they were together for 2 hours just having this...
Yeah, oh, okay, this here... really shitty conversation.
Yeah, because having a shitty conversation. Basically, the premise of the conversation was, she's like, look, she says this, there was a boyfriend, my last boyfriend wanted to get to know me better.
In the sexual way.
And after he did, I got to know him and I learned out I didn't like what I found out.
Yeah. And they started whacking.
And he abused her, and then she stopped knowing him. And he's like, yo, I'm not going to be stupid like that. And she's like, I saw superhero stuff, and now I'm just concerned.
I'm sad.
And then apparently they sat there for 2 hours eating their giant fries.
Well, it took them that long to get through the trough of fries.
100%.
And that giant beer stein.
Yeah, they are full.
Yeah, how Nova even moves right now.
He should, yeah, I don't know.
He should just be sleeping somewhere.
Yeah.
He should have just passed out the car.
And thank God at prisons, we also have beds for you to sleep it off. Just FYI.
Sleep off your carb hangover.
Sleep off your carb and giant beer hangover. So after this dinner, Nova decides to follows her home.
Well, I think he walked her home, but then he changes into his outfit. And he, decides to spy on her by, hanging upside down while flying. And then he's just he's just being creepy. So for some reason, she, is in these purple pants and her bra, and she takes out the hood that what's her face has been wearing.
Yeah.
And she's just holding it, and Nova's like, no, oh my God. And then he flies away, but he hasn't seen her. What's her name? Tool or
Tailhook.
He hasn't seen her yet.
So how would he know that?
So why is he just like, oh my God, this hood, she might just be real kinky.
Well, how does anybody know?
He's just freaking out. He's like, oh no. And he it can't be true.
Well, also, those people who just begin murdered. Has anybody actually seen Tailhook?
No, not, I mean, if they it's have, it hasn't been explained here that they have. So then we cut to Tailhook killing a dude.
Yeah.
Killing a rapist. Because that's what she does.
Yep.
And then she just leaves.
Did we cut to a random part here? And apparently...
Are these Nova's friends?
This is Nova's buddies. He's got a dude with wild, loved hair.
Yeah.
He's got another dude and another chunky dude. And there's this old woman. And they're like, hey...
They're renting a real gross apartment from her. And they're like, well, we can't afford the rent with the two of us. Well, don't worry. Nova's going to live with us.
Sure.
So then we cut to them, all together in their superhero gear.
Well, we cut to... this isn't the same guys.
Are you sure that's not the same guy?
Well, that's Speedball.
Is that Speedball on the other page?
No.
Are you sure that's not Speedball?
I am positive he's not Speedball. These are just two... This is Bernie Dillon and Caps Cooper, old high school friends of Rich Rider, having a disagreement.
Oh, I thought they were his buddies.
Apparently, they are having a conversation about having a...
it doesn't matter. I thought they were these guys.
No, because then we cut to the crash pad where the Warriors hang out.
Oh, see, I thought they were these guys. Because in fairness, here is a very thin man with crazy hair, and here's a short, fat guy.
And you know what? When you pointed that out...
In fairness.
But no, this is Speedball, who is... his name is Robbie something or whatever. Mm. I forgot his real name. But and then Hindsight Lad, who I don't
know. Oh, man. Is that a terrible costume, by the way?
He's wearing the stereotypical... he's like a computer nerd, but they let him hang out, and he's got a space helmet with an H on it.
Yeah. He's got a red cape and blue gloves, but the kind you use to clean the bathtub.
Basically, when you make fun,
if you're I have to make the shittiest cosplay I've ever made.
Yeah.
This is what you make.
If you're making a shitty superhero and you're just I'm going to make a nerd guy. And it's when somebody's I'm going to be a superhero and they don't have any, they just use whatever household items.
Yeah. This is every movie where the kids dress up and they're okay, it's time for us to go fight the whatever. And one of them's got a fucking sofa cushion, tied around his waist or something for padding. That's what this is.
So apparently we get the note here that apparently they're playing video games, and Nova's yo, I want you to check up on this girl. So
my girlfriend, could you do some spying?
Oh yeah. And he looks,
and they're at, man, this girl has a brain. Why is she hanging out with you?
She got 3.9.
yeah. And it's just something her sister was raped.
Her sister had a DUI.
oh.
And then they go even further, and apparently there's some sort of connection, which it doesn't get explained.
It doesn't get explained, because then he shows up at Yale again with a newspaper, and he's you want to explain this to me?
The school newspaper, yeah.
The school newspaper, and she's no, I don't. He throws it down, and he's no, what's going on?
Oh, no, she throws it. Here's the thing. She goes
She hits it, yeah.
She goes from zero to 30. Like, she goes from like 0 to 60 in like a minute. Cause she's like, cause he's like, hey, so what's up with this newspaper? And he's like,
and she starts throwing shit.
She's like, what's up with this tailhook killer? And she's like, what? Ah, she throws her books and she just storms off. And so, but then he grabs her and he goes into like,
the woods
to show her he's Nova. He probably said, get naked.
Yeah.
And then got,
and she's like, you're Nova. And he's like, it's me, Nova. And she's like, ugh. He's like, so are you killing? And she's like, no, it's not me. It's the girl I share my mailbox with. I noticed she started getting weird packages. So I left her a note and asked if she was okay. And now we've been writing notes back and forth. And she's very upset because I guess her sister was involved in this tailhook scandal, which is a real thing.
Uh-huh.
From the 90s.
So just to refresh people that are not 100 years old like us. In like 1990, there's a convention, like a tailhook convention, which I think has to do, it's like a military convention of some sort. And it was in Las Vegas. Basically,
there was a bunch of sexual assault.
A bunch of sexual assault. Basically a bunch
mostly female cadets there. There were some males that were sexually assaulted as well. And guess what? The dudes who did it, there was no justice served.
There was a lot of changes apparently afterwards. It was a pretty big scandal at the time. And I guess like there definitely were some repercussions.
Yeah.
But you know, there was a lot of people that
did not feel that justice was served. Yeah. Probably because nobody did any jail time.
Yeah.
And you just sort of got shuffled around, kind of like a priest.
Yeah.
Moved to a new church. This is what
she's referencing.
Tailhook is pissed about, which understandably so.
Well, she's saying that her sister, Tailhook's sister.
That's why Tailhook is doing this.
Yes.
It's because her sister was part of this. She got fondled. She was almost raped. And no one fucking paid any. There was no repercussions. There was no nothing. It's kind of like when everybody fucked our economy. We just went, meh.
Yeah.
And went back to it. So she's pissed off because she doesn't feel like there's any justice in this world. So she's decided to take matters into her own hands and start killing rapists.
Well, for some reason, no, here's the thing. She is meeting on top of this cathedral tower.
Sure.
On the campus. But she's apparently there to meet Laura. Because then Nova shows up and he's like, Laura's
oh, no, not- it's because he says you need to leave her another note. That's what he says here. So leave her a note in your mailbox to come meet you here, but she's going to meet me instead.
Come meet me on this tall building.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. I don't even know how you get in.
Yeah.
Logistics, guys.
And so Nova's flying there and she's like, you know what? Fuck you, Nova.
Well, Nova's like, look, this ain't going to bring your sister back, you know.
Yeah, because her sister ended up committing suicide.
Yeah.
After all this shit went down, because she got screwed over, because she actually testified and told the truth about what happened. But of course, what happened to her, her career got totally she got blackballed.
Yeah.
And she got totally fucked over because she dared to open her mouth, which happens a lot. Mm-hmm. And then she killed herself. So now Tailhook's pissed off. She's like, fuck you, Nova. I'm doing my own shit. I'm not going to listen to you. And he's like, what if you kill an innocent man? And she's like, okay, sure, whatever.
Well, this is when she decides. She's like, well, you know what?
I'd rather die because if I go to jail, no one's going to listen to me. They're going to fucking rake me over the coals.
Yeah.
They're going to make me out to be the bad guy. Everybody's going to target me. And there's, again, no justice will be served.
Yeah.
So I'd rather fucking die.
And so she goes to jump off the building.
And he's like, I'll catch you. And then his girlfriend is on another building?
Yeah, she goes to another,
somewhere.
She goes on. She goes like on like a building that's like apparently like catty corner from this other building.
And she's just been standing there the whole time, I guess.
And you know, Nova's like, "Look, I'll catch you before you. If you jump, I'm gonna catch you before you fall."
Yeah.
And Nova's like, and then Laura is like, "Yeah, but you can't catch both of us."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Woo!" And she goes, she falls, and he's like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah. So he goes to save Laura. He's like, what about Tailhook? And they're like, I don't know, where'd she go? And apparently she is pizza. She's become street pizza. She is dead.
Oh, he doesn't. Thankfully, he doesn't say it like that. I thought for a second, he's like, did they say that?
She's street pizza. No, I did.
No.
And she's dead. And they're like, oh, man. Well, that's the end of that. And I guess we're broken up now.
Well, then they just put together, like, this alibi right away.
Yeah.
Because she's like, all right, well, how are we going to cover this? It's like, well, you came to help her and she committed suicide and you were never here.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I love you.
And she's like,
or he doesn't say love you, but he's like, hey, we should try to work this out. And she's like, nah, man.
You're a superhero.
And that's how this ends.
Yeah.
That's how this cheerful comic ends.
Yeah.
He flies off and she's like, She's like just standing there all holding herself, just sad. And next issue, Spider-Man.
Yep. So, also, name Nova's letter page. It doesn't have a name.
Yeah. They don't even have any letters. Usually, if they don't have any letters, it'll just be like, name this page or something, yeah, whatever. But they don't have any letters.
Nope.
It was only the second issue, I guess. So, I don't know, maybe. But, yeah, so we, next issue, we get Nova and
Spider-Man.
So that's it for Nova Volume 2, Number 2, from February 1994. Do you want to read more about Nova?
No, I don't. Thank you, though.
He rubbed you the wrong way, didn't he?
He really did. This whole issue rubbed me the wrong way. Because I it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, oh, nothing has changed.
Yeah, it's kind of
That's great.
And I'm going to say this. In my infinite wisdom, I've seen this comic pop up a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always seen it in the cover.
Yeah.
It's like bad boys get spanked and you see this dominatrix thing. And
yeah.
Just like, and it's like this 90s comic and it's a Marvel comic. You're like, oh, this looks weird and interesting. Yeah. Turns out this is much heavier.
Yeah.
Way heavier than you would anticipate.
Yeah.
And because there's a lot of logistics in here, a lot of things in here, you're just like, this is ridiculous.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Like that restaurant.
That restaurant. Also Nova's head.
And also Nova's head. I don't understand Nova's head. I don't understand Nova's whole head.
Yeah, the whole thing I don't
even
get.
Even without the helmet, there's something going on there.
Yeah, I don't understand his makeup and his rat tail.
His rat tail.
There's so many things that I don't understand just in general. But yeah, I mean, just as far as the subject matter of this book goes, I'm just like, oh, nothing has changed.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing.
So we've never addressed any of the issues that were making life hell for people in the 90s. And here we still are. And that's fucking depressing.
I'm sorry, babe.
It's okay. It's fine. I'm sorry if I was Captain Bringdown.
Well, we had a good weekend, though.
We had a really good weekend, and we created a fun restaurant that I think people would really enjoy.
Thank God it's prison.
Thank God it's prison.
If I ever get a chance to go on Shark Tank or something.
Thank God it's prison. Can't wait.
But guys, check this out. Thank God it's prison. Okay, get out.
They're like, get out.
Anyways, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at AngryHeroSean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find us on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever. Email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And of course, please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get the show. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever it is that you get it. Give us 5 stars. Give us the highest rating if you think we deserve it. Thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.